And now we turn to some artery, cultural coverage that's a serious page-turner. Litquake, San Francisco's premier literary festival, is in its final days, with dozens of readings, performances, meet the author events scattered throughout the city by the bay through this weekend. Part of Litquake's mission is featuring new authors and new works of literature. One of these books is the groundbreaking Love Inshallah, a collection of stories featuring 25 American Muslim women who share their experiences of love and sexuality within the context of being a Muslim woman today.
No one in my family has ever married a non-Pakistani or considered someone who was not born Muslim. What a long way my father and I have come from the night we sat on the porch a decade ago, and he told me I had to marry someone who was not only Pakistani, but of the same clan and caste as ours.
The very personal stories range from the humorous to the tragic, and some are so raw some women had to use pen names. It's meant to explore the diversity of experiences within the Muslim women community. I sat down with editor Aisha Matu and contributor Zahra Nurbakhsh to talk about why they wrote the book. And a note to our listeners, this conversation does contain some mature material.
My mother had a distant look in her eyes, but then suddenly zeroed in on me with intense concentration. Zahra, you have a hole. And for the rest of your life, men will want to put their penis in your hole. It doesn't matter who you are, what you look like, who is your friend. Even at the movies, Mamanjan, wherever, it does not change. Ryan seems like a very nice man, but he is a man. And all he wants is your hole. So I will pick you up here at 5 o'clock. Have fun, Mamanjan, she said.
And now tell us the backstory to that. What was that? Where were you? What was going on?
So that was a conversation that I had, my birds and the bees conversation I had with my mother when I was 14 years old. I was in the parking lot of the movie theaters in Danville, California. My mother saw that I was going to the movies with a boy, which she refers to as a man.
Among other people,
There was a group. I had a group of friends. You know, it was all my girlfriends.
One of them was like one Ryan. Was one of them.
Ryan was one of them. He was a boy, a man. Mm. my mother was horrified when she saw that I was going to the movies with a boy, and decided this is the time. This is the time. At 14, in the parking lot of the movie theater, we now need to have this conversation. And this was an opportunity for me to really write about my mother and my relationship with her. I also just thought it was a story that everybody had, you know, the awkward sex talk with your mother never really seems to get old, you know, and never really seems to get less awkward.
Aisha, let's go to when you first thought about the idea. So how did the idea come about for Love Inshallah?
So a lot has been written about Muslim women, but very little of it has been written by Muslim women ourselves. And Noura Masnavi, my co-editor, and I really saw that as an opportunity for us to tell our own stories. You know, we were just chatting over coffee in Union Square in downtown San Francisco, and she had just seen a movie called 51st Dates with Adam Sandler. And she said, well, if this was a Muslim story, how would it be the same? How would it be different? What would be the Muslim twist on that? And I'd read, yet another article about matchmakers and arranged marriages. And while that's certainly a valid and true story for some Muslims, it's not the only story. And yet it seemed to be the only story that was being told about our search for love. And so we decided to just go to the source and ask Muslim women to tell us their stories about the search for love.
So there's 25 stories. Mm-hmm. We heard part of Zahra Nurbakhsh earlier. Why don't you share a bit of your story, Aisha?
Sure. I'll read a portion right after I've told my father that I've met someone that I want to marry, and he is not Pakistani and he is not Muslim. No one in my family has ever married a non-Pakistani or considered someone who was not born Muslim. What a long way my father and I have come from the night we sat on the porch a decade ago, and he told me I had to marry someone who was not only Pakistani, but of the same clan and caste as ours. I am humbled by my father's love, by his willingness to consider and make room for his daughter's happiness, in spite of the censure he and my mother will face from some of their friends and family members.
And so, how did that story end?
It actually ended with my marriage to the person in question, and with my family's willingness to accept and welcome him, in spite of sort of what they might have wanted for me, which was different. They would have preferred, I think, initially for me to be with someone who was from a Pakistani background as well, someone they recognized and felt familiar with. And I think many of these stories are about the idea of the stranger becoming family. And that's what happened in this case as well, that they actually ended up being far closer to their Albanian-American white son-in-law and finding more similarities and comfort with him than they do in some cases with their two Pakistani sons-in-law.
Zahra, when you shared your story, what did you hope for it to do?
I was hoping that it would make people laugh. I think...
Oh, yeah.
It does do that.
I think that comedy is an instant way to connect. You may sympathize with someone. You may even empathize with them. But you really, really have to get it in order to laugh with them.